announcements, excuse me, plural, on a very historic day here at the University of Missouri. We just left a meeting with our with members of our Board of Curators next door gave us an opportunity to be able to come in and visit with you today. Relative to our announcement that we'll be having today, I'll give you kind of an idea of the order of how we're going to operate, and I'll have an opportunity soon to be able to introduce Curator David Bradley, who's the head of our Board of Curators from St. Joseph, Missouri, and then President Tim Wolf, the president of the University of Missouri System, will have an opportunity to speak as well. And then he will introduce Dr. Brady Deaton, the chancellor of the Columbia campus of Mizzou, right here in Columbia. And then Dr. Deaton will bring that back to me, and I'll have a chance to be able to talk a little bit more expansively about our entire facility master plan, some of the work that we're going to be beginning very soon, as well as a significant gift that we've received here at the University of Missouri. There are other people that are in attendance here as well, and you'll have an opportunity perhaps to visit with them when we're done with our comments today. We will make ourselves available after our comments are over with. Really, it'll be Brady and myself, and we'll do some one-on-ones and have a chance to spend some time with some folks afterwards. I do know that Curator Bradley and President Wolf need to go back into a meeting, so I appreciate them taking the time out of their busy schedule to be able to be with us as well today. And when we have a chance to do some one-on-ones, I do know that a number of our head coaches are here with us as well, too, and some of our student-athletes, and Coach Pinkel in particular is here, and I appreciate them being here and providing an opportunity for all of us to visit it when we are done with our announcements. So that's kind of the plan as far as today is concerned, and so we wanted to go ahead and start our announcement proceedings and our comments. So ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome the head of our Board of Curators at the University of Missouri, Curator David Bradley.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a very exciting and really historic day for the University of Missouri. The curators heard the master plan for the sports, for all the sports, not just football, but for baseball and golf and softball any other facilities they're talking about in the master plan. We enthusiastically endorse this plan. We think it's going to not only it's going to be great for the University of Missouri, but it's going to pay for itself. With more ticket sales, I've heard about the excitement of going to the SEC. All the board is particularly excited about this move. We're moving up to the top conference in the college football and other sports, and it's a very exciting day for us. So when we joined the SEC, we knew we were going to step up to a new level, and I think the Mizzou fans and supporters are going to show that they are behind this 100%. So we're very excited about this move. And with that, I'd like to introduce Tim Wolf, our president.
Thank you, Chairman Bradley. As a Columbia native, I've had the good fortune to see what Missouri athletics means, the success of Missouri athletics means to this great institution, MU, as well as our wonderful city and our state. And this just is going to perpetuate that success going forward. Over the years, Chancellor Deaton and Athletic Director Mike Alden have been good stewards of our precious resources. In fact, Mizzou is one of the few institutions where the athletic department needs no subsidy. It stands on its own, and I compliment both Chancellor Deaton and Athletic Director Mike Alden for that success over the years. Also, this private gift from the Kansas City Sports Trust that you'll hear more about from Mike in just a second provides that strategic investment that supports this long-term master plan that we'll describe more in detail, and it will allow Missouri athletics to continue this tradition of success. One thing that I want to make sure that is part of this conversation is the success of our student athletes. We're achieving high marks not only on the field but also in the classroom. And again, this is a testament to the leadership of both Chancellor Deaton as well as Mike Alden. And we're going to continue to succeed not only on the field but in the classroom. And investments like this into the infrastructure makes this all possible. So we're confident that the success that we've seen over the past several years will continue with this investment. And we're very, very excited on behalf of the University of Missouri System and the Board of Curators. We're excited about supporting this. And I'd also like to now turn it over to Chancellor Deaton for a few comments.
Thanks. President Wolf, thank you, and Curator Bradley, thank you for being with us. And I want to express great appreciation to the university board of curators, represented by Curator Bradley here today, for the confidence they've expressed in Mizzou and in where we're going with our athletic program. And I also want to commend the leadership Mike Alden has provided to our athletic program. Throughout the time I've been chancellor, we made a commitment early on to be the very best in all that we could be academically as well as athletically. And with the coaches, with many of whom are in the room here today, I think you will see evidence that we are trying to live up in every way possible to that charge. And it's just a tremendous pleasure for me to be able to announce today that we have received a gift from the Kansas City Sports Trust of $30 million to our athletic program. This is really expresses great confidence in the donors to the Kansas City Sports Trust, and they've been tremendous supporters and partners throughout the years, and this is another step at a time when we are really using the enthusiasm of the moment as we enter the Southeastern Conference. I just returned from a national meeting with many of my colleagues in the Southeastern Conference, and I can tell you that it's a proud moment when you can hold your head high and say, we're doing it right at Mizzou. We're doing it right in every way, competitively, athletically, and the citizenship responsibilities of our student athletes. We take that seriously, and it's been endorsed and supported by every component of our athletic program. So, Mike, it's a pleasure to work with you in that partnership. We've been moving down the road in a very positive and exciting way for the university. We're really entering a new era that's going to be and accrue to the benefit of all that we do in the University of Missouri, because of that wonderful national presence that demonstrates excellence, whether it's research, education, or competitiveness in athletics. That's where we stand as Mizzou. Thank you. Mike Alden.
Thank you, Dr. Deaton, Curator Bradley. Thank you very much, President Wolf. And again, folks that are here with us, I want to talk just a little bit more about the process and what we're involved with today, because it is certainly a historic day for the University of Missouri. We've been involved in this master planning process at Mizzou for about the last 14 to 16 months, taking a look at the entire overall sports park and how do we continue to keep moving forward and evolving into the type of elite program and the elite type of athletic department that we want to have, which is reflective of the quality of the education, the quality of the institution that we have. And so over the course of that time, we've worked with 360 Architecture, which is out of Kansas City, Missouri. And Tom Wagner is here with us, right back here. And Kaylin Cussman is right back over here. So we have a couple of people from Kansas City that are here with us and that have really helped steer us and guide us in our master planning process, which is really part of the entire master planning process of the university. So it's not separate, right? This is something that's done in conjunction with the overall master planning at the University of Missouri. And so as we take a look at what we're going to be doing relative to our academic and our research and our laboratory facilities on our campus, we do the same thing relative to athletics. And we happen to have an architectural firm that works with that team. And these guys do a phenomenal job. And we're so proud to be able to work with 360 out of Kansas City. All of this work and all of this ties into with who we are as Mizzou, you know, and I really think we look at that as the flagship institution of the state of Missouri of 6 million people. How do we work collectively and collaboratively to continue to move forward in so many different ways and in a positive way to be able to really provide the type of education, the type of research, and the type of presence that we expect as Missourians and that we expect for people in our roles in higher education to be able to really demonstrate it at the highest level. And for us in athletics to be part of that, it's certainly an honor. And it ties together with those efforts on our campus. It ties together with an upcoming capital campaign that will be coming in place here at the University of Missouri overall for everything that we're trying to do for our endowments and our scholarships and our research and on and on. And certainly it ties in with the SEC transition, which will be taking place here in just a few days. You know, on November 6th of 2011, in that student center on our campus, there was a big celebration. There were thousands of people that were there. And I remember as we worked together and we saw the stage and we saw all of the celebration, and Commissioner Slive was here and President Machen was here from the University of Florida, and we had Dr. Deaton and Steve Owens and a number of other people that were here and our board of curators, and we were doing lots of different types of things. And we talked about the fact that if we're going to make this type of statement, that we want to make sure that we show that to the country, not just to the SEC and to the state of Missouri, to the country, that Mizzou as an institution is serious. Completely serious about stepping up in a big way. And I think that certainly we're going to be able to see that in what we displayed today at our Board of Curators and what you'll have a chance to see as well today. None of that ever could be possible. It never would have happened on November 6th if we didn't have an unbelievable faculty on this campus. And I'm telling you, through all those negotiations and those discussions, they talked about the academic quality of this institution, the AAU ranking that we have, the type of faculty that we have, the type of research that we have, the 34,000 wonderful students, the wonderful staff that we have here. All of those ingredients that make us special, make us one Mizzou, were something that were so important and really made that possible on that announcement on November 6th. You combine that with what Dr. Deaton talked about and President Wolf talked about, and that had to do with the quality of student athletes at the University of Missouri. Once again, we lead in academic performances in the Big 12. We would have led in the SEC this year, one of the national leaders academically on what our student athletes do in all of our sports. They're doing the right things in the classroom, they're doing the right things in the community, and they're certainly competing at a high, high level. All of those things combine to make this a very, very special opportunity for us. And finally, our head coaches, and a number of those are here with us, and the job that they have done, mentoring, nurturing, grooming, helping young people grow as men and women, and also compete at the highest level, can't be understated in the job that they have done. And in particular, excuse me real quick here, in particular, the job done by Gary Pinkle. And let me tell you that, I remember 11 years ago, we looked at something and said, what could be, right? Because it wasn't there 11 years ago when we got together. It wasn't there when Gary Pinkle decided to come to the University of Missouri 11 years ago. But I think that we saw something, we saw an opportunity, we saw an ability for us to work collectively as an institution and to step out there and do it at a high level. And it cannot be understated. The success of our football program, in particular, over the last 5 to 6 years in this country absolutely propelled us to unprecedented heights and the opportunities that are going to exist for us as we enter the SEC. So all of those things put together display something that we talked about stepping up. And so on those pieces of boards, foam boards that are behind you, and I'm going to ask Chad to be able to help me, we'll kind of unveil those things for you so you'll see what we're talking about. What we've displayed is a little over $200 million worth of work that is going to encompass our improvements in our sports park. And so over the course of the next several years, our plan is to be able to put in place $200 million-plus worth of work in all of our athletic facilities at Mizzou. But coming out of the gates on that, and we've talked about this before, is $102 million worth of work, of which we presented to our board of curators, and that's where we're going to be debt financing and bonding, borrowing $72 million. And certainly you heard the announcement today of the $30 million gift from the Kansas City Sports Trust that allowed that to really become reality. And so stepping up in a big way means what we're trying to talk about in what we do in our classroom. Stepping up in a big way, what we're trying to do in research at Mizzou. Stepping up in a big way means that we want to showcase to the country who we are as Mizzou, and we're going to continue to improve each and every day. And this gives you an idea from an artist's rendition of the work that will be taking place. It's an honor for me as the athletic director at Mizzou. It's an honor to be here. I am humbled by the fact that I have a chance to be up here with this type of leadership in our state and talk about a gift of $30 million to this institution, the second largest gift ever given in the history of this school, in any area of the University of Missouri. $30 million to be able to help this become a reality. What a wonderful statement, what a wonderful, generous statement by the Kansas City Sports Trust. Let me repeat that, Kansas City Sports Trust, okay, about what it means to people throughout our state and in places like Kansas City and in St. Louis and Columbia and in Tarkio and in Springfield and in Memphis and in Kennett, wherever and that may be, how excited they are that we're going to be entering the SEC come July 1st. So with all those things in place, it gave us an opportunity to be able to really put something together that we know is going to make a national statement. It's going to put our position and our program and put us in a preparation for the next several decades to be able to see great success, not only today, but down the line, and sets us up as a program for many, many years to come. It's going to take all of us working together. It isn't just one donor that can be out there to assist you or two donors that can assist you. We have a capital campaign that we're involved with right now. And so we're going to ask all of Tiger Nation out there to help all of us at the University of Missouri, academically, research-wise, what we're trying to do with our students, and certainly what we're trying to do with athletics. Join us on that capital campaign. Step up. Contribute towards what we're trying to do. Don't be armchair quarterbacks. You need to step in. You need to get involved. You need to immerse yourself in what's going on, just like the Kansas City Sports Trust. all of us can do that as the upcoming capital campaign will showcase for the opportunity for all of us to grow. So as we close our ceremony, I want to tell you that these values that are behind us are intertwined to who we are as an institution. Respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence. And every single thing we do, whether it's trying to educate 34,000 students, whether it's trying to provide cutting-edge research to people throughout the world, whether it's trying to figure out a different way to feed people throughout the world, or whether it's trying to win a football game in front of 75,000 people, we're going to always do that with respect, being responsible, discovering ways to do it better every day with great integrity, and certainly we're going to do it with excellence. As I suggested before when we started, that's pretty much the end of our program today for you. Myself, Brady Deaton, I know Coach Pinkel has offered to be able to perhaps answer some questions you may have. I know Sasha Schmid, our tennis coach, is here with us. Mark LaRue, our men's golf coach, is with us. Stephanie Cooper-Priestmeyer is with us. I just see a few people. I'm probably missing some people. So there's a number of us that are here that can be able to answer perhaps some questions you may have as we embark on this next exciting part of our history at the University of Missouri. What a great time to be a Tiger. What a great time to be a Tiger. And as we enter the SEC, it's so exciting to be able to tell you all, M-I-Z?
S-E-O-U.
All right, that's it. SEC or Z-O, you're ready to go. So that's the end of the program. Thank you all very much. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate it.